Hi. I'm not from round here, as you can probably hear. And actually, you mentioned not many grandfathers, and I'm going to do another grandfather story here, and I'm kind of cheating because it's not really a freaky thing. Actually, my family's really normal, and it's kind of boring. But this is more of a superhero story, I think. Sorry, I'm eating popcorn right into the mic. It's in my teeth as well, so this is going to go on forever. No, it's good. It's fine. Okay. My grandfather was in World War II, as I'm sure many grandfathers around here were. He was deployed pretty early in about 1939 into France and Belgium. He was a sapper, which is, I don't know if it's really a term that's used nowadays, but it's basically a guy who was demolitions, IED guys these days. But he blew up bridges. And in fact, he blew up so many bridges that he was awarded a military cross for all those bridges he blew up. I don't think they have a record quite of how many. But during the first push, he was just doing that, blowing up bridges and blowing up buildings and depots and stuff. I'm sure we all got a vague idea of how well the first push went in World War II for the Brits. Wasn't great. There was a film that just came out this summer called Dunkirk that kind of highlights that. My grandfather was there. My grandfather's name was also Tommy, which is really weird because the main character's name was Tommy, and that was just kind of, for me. he was on the beaches, and he wrote a memoir many years later, skates over it in about 2 pages. Just he's like, yeah, that was awful. Done. He was evacuated Dunkirk. He was one of the guys on the beaches. He sat on that beach for about a week and then commandeered his own boat with a bunch of other guys, like 12 other guys, and went home. Only to be deployed again, maybe 6 months later, this time to Africa. And at this point, from your perspective, here's England, this is Africa. Where they were going was this point of Africa, so they had to go all the way around the bottom. It took about 2 weeks in one boat, and that was fun. It wasn't fun. Got there, and again, as a sapper, what are you going to be doing? You're not going to be destroying bridges this time. You're going to be, I've lost the word now, but dealing with minefields and fighting Rommel. Again, that didn't really go well. Was captured. Kept in I guess one of the first concentration camps? Maybe not concentration camp, he wasn't Jewish, but kept in a camp, dysentery everywhere, bunch of his friends died, shipped to Italy. So bear with me, this carries on. Shipped to Italy, kept in another camp, at which point I swear he must have been the actual real-life inspiration for The Great Escape, because he was in the tunnel team, actually burrowing out from underneath the camp, until just before they finished, quick, move them to another camp, for no reason whatsoever. Now they're outside Bologna, and the armistice kicks in, at which point they are told, probably shouldn't leave the camp, guys, because the Germans are coming. And if they find you out there, they're just going to shoot you on sight, so you're actually safer to stay here. It was a complete toss-up as to which they decided to do. Some people left, some people stayed. Some people, like my grandfather, decided to hide in the attic of the cookhouse, like Anne Frank, for about 4 days, whilst the Germans came, took a bunch of people, left. And at this point, climbed out of the camp and walked for about 9 months through Italy with 2 other guys, just 3 guys, walking from farmhouse to farmhouse to farmhouse to farmhouse, getting fed bread, wine, cheese, olives, fruit, just for ages, just working their way south through Tuscany and the Apennines. Until they eventually were at a region they were heading south because they had an idea. They had heard somewhere that there were officers down there British officers off the coast that could help them. And someone was helping them and at one point got held up by some Germans and betrayed them. They went back into another camp. At this point, just to give you a bit of context of where we are in the war right now, D-Day is happening further north. But my grandfather's war was essentially over by this point. He stayed in that camp. He was accused of being a spy, which I do think he was, and was eventually liberated by the Americans. Thanks for that. And sent home. Sent home with no hair by that point, as a 22-year-old man. Went with as thick as hair as I did and lost it all. All to say that I found this out like 10 years ago, just after he died. And I think one of you mentioned, don't know anything about these people in your lives. And I can't help but think that this all of that is a ludicrous Hollywood story. It's a kind of stupid Hollywood film that wouldn't really get made because it's too stupid. There's too much. In England, the national anthem is God Save the Queen. I think in reality, Tommy Cochrane saves the Queen.